Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Narrator, it did not. That was a misleading. That was frustrating. But anyway, I'm an optimist. I see the good in Drake May, so therefore I see the good in Drake May's phone, as he is scheduled to join us shortly here on WEEI Afternoons.
Don't jinx it.
Nope. He's going to have a good phone, crystal clear. Modern technology that allowed me to watch the game while walking my dog yesterday will allow me to hear Drake May perfectly on a Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. We are breaking down a 21-14 loss. Patriots beat the Patriots 21-14 with five turnovers, two fumbles for Ramondre Stevenson. Gibson had one. May had one. May had an interception. Probably should have won the football game, Fitzy. But,
yep.
Alas, shoulda, coulda, woulda, didn't.
No, they did not, and it still continues to infuriate me that the Patriots find new and unique ways to defeat themselves before the other team can find a way to beat them as well. Somebody should go down there and tell them, hey, guys, you don't have to try to lose the game. Like, the other team really wants to beat you as well. You guys don't have to do that.
Yeah, it's really annoying that Vrabel had to go to Amazon. He had to upgrade his bucket to a massive bin to hold all the bleep that gets you beat for this football team. Whew. At some point, we're going to hold him accountable for all the bleep that gets you beat for this football
team. Come on. That's Mike Vrabel, three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mike Vrabel, Gerard Mayo, same coach. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines, work in the calls as we await Drake May. Let's go to Gino in Dorchester. What's up, Gino?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Love the show all the time. And I appreciate you guys showing love to the R&B groups back in the day. You know, the 90s specifically, amazing.
Love it.
And, you know, just to answer your question with the do-rag, back in 07 in my glory days with Hingham High, I used to play with a do-rag. Worst decision ever. Get headaches. And it's just like wearing, you know, it's like I remember my friends used to play hockey. Sometimes it smelled that bad. So, you know, I don't know if Penix has the one that ties or it's like a little skull cap. I suggest he uses the skull cap. It's a little bit more breathable. And a quick note about Drake May. I think he needs to go down in the pocket a lot quicker. But I do like what we see so far. And, you know, I'm excited for the season. And, again, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Gino. Speaking of Drake May, the Patriots quarterback is joining us here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Drake May is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with six New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. By Windward Mental Health, start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, how are we doing this Monday?
Yeah. That's a tough one, but I'm doing all right.
It was a tough one. Certainly you had chances to win throughout. How do you guys handle, react to all the turnovers? Five turnovers. I mean, obviously you had a couple, but Ramondre had a couple. How do you support each other, but also make sure it's not something that's allowed to stick around and fester?
Yeah, I think just shoot rally around each other. I think pump each other up. First off, just kind of disguise how important, you know, holding the football and protecting it is. You know, it's hard to win games in this league when you lose the turnover battle, especially by the margin that we did. So yeah, just rally around each other. Know that shoot is important. Protecting the guy with the ball, protecting the ball yourself. And I think just the positive from it is, you know, we still move the ball and have some plays that we left out there knowing and still remain in the game. So, you know, it's tough to take away, you know, something positive from five turnovers. But I think at the end of the day, and, you know, fixing that, and it's something that's not just something that you can just say, hey, next week we're going to fix it. It's something that, you know, take pride in practice and, you know, in the game when it matters of, you know, trying to fix it.
Drake, I saw you yesterday on field pregame talking to Matt Ryan on the NFL on CBS. And when he asked you what the key to the game was, you said you just had to get the ball. You had to start running the ball. Running the ball would be key yesterday. And it seemed like, you know, there were some effective running plays, but obviously you weren't able to. Was that a product of Pittsburgh's defense or, you know, turning the ball over or maybe a combination therein?
Yeah, just not getting in a groove really in the running game. I think we're close, you know, watching the tape back, we're close on some runs, close to, you know, having some of them pop. So I think just keep going, just keep buying into it. And those guys are blocking hard up front. Those backs are good players. So I think just getting a groove, and I think some of them are going to pop, you know, later on down the road.
I think both you and Josh McDaniels earlier this year had some comments similar about, there's good plays or there's plays you learn from. Like, that's sort of the options when you're out there. In terms of that interception at the goal line in particular, is that an example of a play you learned from, and that experience maybe will change the way you approach a similar situation in the future?
Yeah, I think you learn from any interception you throw. You know, I think it's unfortunate how it got tipped, and I was trying to throw kind of a little, you know, back shoulder ball to Booty. It would have been a touchdown. So maybe giving a different ball flight to it, it was my learning down there, but really I wouldn't. It changed my decision down there throwing it. So, it's unfortunate that, you know, a good player got his hands on it. And, but from there, I wouldn't change my decision.
And a quick follow-up on that, on your fumble, I know post-game last night you made some comment to the effect just trying to do something stupid or dumb. Is that another example? Just experience where the speed, the situation, you know, when to live to fight another play, is that another one you'll sort of put in your back pocket and might alter things down the road?
Yeah, no doubt. You can't do that when we got a chance, you know, with the game on the line.
Yeah, I saw the post game yesterday, Drake, that you said that you need to tell Pop to, get that extra yard, or I forget the actual wording, and it felt to me like you were kind of taking one for the team and helping Pop out there. I mean, do you believe that you really need to remind everybody what they need to do on a specific gotta have it type of play, or is that leadership on display from you?
I think it's my job in the huddle of, hey, we're in short yardage, or, hey, guys up front, a run play, we need a yard. I think just certain plays where I can just give them something, you know, one last reminder before they run out and, you know, run their route or try to execute the play. I think that's always something that can go a long way. And, you know, my voice matters in the huddle, and just using that, you know, to the best of my ability and the best way to kind of keep everybody on the same page and kind of, just like I said, just one last little reminder would be sweet.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here with us on a Patriots Monday, WEEI Afternoons. We've had sort of a lot of negative-toned questions so far. Let's go to the positive. It looked like you and Hunter Henry were really feeling it. A couple touchdowns in there. He was making plays. How good is that relationship, the trust level? I know you guys go back basically all of last year. You had a good relationship. How much faith do you have in Hunter Henry when you need a play?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's a great player. He's one of them. He's the best, you know, tight end I play with in my lifetime. So just trying to, you know, keep growing and keep kind of seeing the same things. I thought he did a great job getting his head around on the second touchdown, and he's a mismatch and against really whoever is manning him up. So, you know, he's tough to guard, and him and Hoop do a great job of kind of having a 1-2 punch in the run game and the pass game, and they play off each other well. So just keep on, continue to grow, and find ways to get him the football.
Drake, you were the team's leading rusher yesterday. Looked great out there. I think it was 7 carries total for 45 yards. How comfortable are you running the ball now and using your feet as a weapon and bailing the offense out at times during those got-to-have-it plays?
Yeah, sure. I felt comfortable. I felt comfortable really my whole career making plays. Just continue to find them, trying to make throws, you know, outside the pocket and keep my head downfield. And I think Vince's yesterday that I could have maybe made it easier on some of the close, you know, kind of slides of dishing out to one of our players. So just keeping my head up and remaining a pass for as long as I can, and just keeping them honest on the run game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The cameras caught you, your back of your head hitting the turf down there in the red zone, and then your hands kind of reaching up and grabbing your head at that same time. Were you dinged up? Did you feel anything there? Or were you just more worried about hopping up so you wouldn't unnecessarily maybe miss a play due to the spotter situation? I know you went through, you had some experience with that last year. Just take us through what happened there.
Yeah, no, I felt good. You know, I think you know kind of right after you hit the ground how you feel you know, coming off of a hit like that. So yeah, probably should have thrown away earlier, but no, I felt good and felt fine.
You said earlier last week that you need to get Stephon Diggs the ball more and get him involved in the offense. Unfortunately, only three targets yesterday. Was that more of a situational thing? Was that part of the game plan, and how do you think you can work on that going forward?
Yeah, I think there's some options I left out there that had Steph open, and I think, yeah, he's doing everything right. He's playing hard. He did some things that didn't show up in the stat book throughout the game that were huge. So just continue to, you know, tell him I'm coming his way, and all those guys in receiver room, you know, they're doing good things. Just got to, you know, do it, you know, kind of every play.
As you seek efficiency with all those guys, with the wide receiver position as a whole, Pop Douglas has been targeted 13 times, only 5 catches. I don't feel like that's a great efficiency number right there. How do you improve that relationship? Is that practice? Is that reps? How do you try to make that a more efficient relationship?
No, true. I mean, he had a big game for us last year. I don't think it's anything, you know, that we need to change. Just, you know, I missed him, you know, a couple times where we had to catch for some big plays. So, yeah, just come, keep going. Just keep running routes hard. Keep practicing hard. Keep doing things the right way. The ball's going to find him. You know, I'm not worried, you know, about Pop. He's made some big plays for us, and he's a tough mismatch.
So you said that your voice is important in that huddle, and I imagine you probably had some supportive words to offer to teammates, especially Ramondre with the fumbles. You know, tough outcome yesterday. But I'm just very curious, what's the best something someone ever said to you in football? Could be college, high school, even in the pros, after you had a tough moment or a tough loss?
Shoot. That's a good question. Practice-wise, one of my first probably weeks here, too, I remember Dave Andrews saying to me after, you know, practice out there at training camp or maybe an OTA, he said, it's never as good as you thought it was. It's never as bad as you thought it was. And, you know, this is the NFL, and this is how you got to approach it. You know, it's on to the next. So that's one of the best things practice-wise. Game-wise, I'm trying to just learn on my own that how impactful some of these, you know, certain plays in these game situations, you know, how impactful they are for the game. And just really just you got to take it, you know, every play like it's going to be one that changes the game. So I think, you know, Coach McDaniels just taught me that, and Jacoby Brissett helped teach me that last year, just knowing the situation and knowing how important that those plays can be.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons. Drake, Tom Brady made some news last week when he was talking about on a podcast the development of young quarterbacks and how young quarterbacks are kind of fast-tracked onto the field and these different things. And I'm just wondering, you're in year two of this process. You played last year. You're the starter right now to open the season. What do you think of this process? Has this been harder than you expected it to be? Have you, you know, felt like you're drinking from a fire hose, so to speak? What is this process like, making the leap to franchise quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, this process is why I'm playing the game. You know, why I play football. You know, why I'm trying to win. Why I'm trying to win so hard. Why it's one of the most tough positions in sports. You know, it's an awesome position. It's great. You know, learning from different coordinators. It's awesome, kind of be able to, you know, pull some from each. And the way Coach McDaniels does his offense, just learning defense and pick up little things here and there from veterans and quarterbacks in the room with me. So, I'm loving it. You know, it's something that I don't take for granted. I'm blessed to be in the position, and I'm just looking forward to keep attacking it every day and put some good stuff on tape. And I think we got the guys in this building to do that and just keep working.
Drake, as you continue to establish yourself as a top-tier starter in the NFL and a top member of the 2024 NFL quarterback first-round class, I'm curious, do you keep in touch with some of the other quarterbacks, or do you have relationships with some of those guys like Caleb, Bo, Michael Penix? You guys have like a group chat or anything like that?
No, nothing really. I mean, we see each other in the offseason sometimes, and obviously when you play or at joint practices, we had them with both of the two guys in my class. So, I got to know them good throughout the process of drafted, and Caleb and JJ and some of those guys. I was back in high school with Elite 11 and stuff, so it's cool to see, you know, the journey of them. But those guys are good dudes. But like I said, we're competitive and we're competing when, you know, it's football season.
Drake, just circling back, I meant to ask you this earlier, to that possession on the goal line, three straight pass plays. But Mike Vrabel was on with the Greg Hill Show this morning. He kind of alluded to that, you know, there's some alerts there. There could be a run option, a run play option. Just without getting into specific game plan, sort of explain to us how that works and how that situation maybe could have played out differently, or if you're comfortable with how it played out with three straight passes.
Yeah, I think it's just the time is such a important factor down there. And, you know, using timeouts, we got them to draw them off sides, so they put in their big group. And just, you know, the first one, we tried a little play action to hopefully, catch them in a, you know, man with their eyes in the backfield, and they passed it off. But, really, I think down there, you're just trying to, you know, try to get a man zone tell and trying to run it, you know, when they're playing the pass, and trying to, you know, throw it when they're playing the run. That's the main gist of down there up close in the goal line. You know, it's such tight windows and tight spaces. You're trying to, throw it in tight windows. And, I think, you know, what we had going, we had, you know, good solid plays. I think, you know, I wish we would have obviously had the last one back, and maybe the second one I could have ran it. So, you know, just some decisions that you're learning. You know, I'm learning from and learning kind of looks in our guys and what the defense is doing. So,
we've only seen him on the field in the preseason. Hasn't been active for the first three games. But just in case he happens to be active for this Sunday's game against the Carolina Panthers at Gillette, what's your take on rookie undrafted free agent wide receiver Efton Chisholm, and what kind of rapport do you guys have?
Yeah, he's been awesome since, you know, the day he got here. He's kind of tagged along, veterans and, you know, a guy like Mac Collins. You know, always see him staying after and getting extra conditioning in and drawing up plays and drawing up the play sheet. So, you know, I've watched, I've caught him here late in the building, you know, numerous times, him watching extra tape and, you know, me just trying to teach him and show him through, you know, what I see and what I'm seeing from the quarterback position, what he's seeing. So he's doing all the right things and just continue to, he'll show up and do the stuff on practice, on scout team, and I think it's going to end up paying off. But, I think he's got a bright future.
Drake, we saw Jason Tatum on the sideline, Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony yesterday, and I know Tatum was actually down at practice at one point. Just wondering, in sort of the fraternity that is Boston sports stars, young stars, do you have relationships with those guys? Obviously, guys like Anthony and Meyer are sort of in a very similar situation to you. They are young guys thrust into a high level of competition with high expectations. What's your relationship with some of those guys?
Yeah, I got to meet, you know, Jason when I got up here drafted. I got to meet some of the Celtics guys, and obviously he played in the ACC and played at Duke, so he used to play against my brother, and got to meet him when he came out here at practice. So that's been about his obviously recovery and road to recovery. So it's always so different when you're out here around a bunch of 300. 20-pound, big lineman and stuff. And then a guy like Jason walks out, and he looks like he's shoot towering over all of us. It's pretty funny. Just a different world of sports are. But, then I reached out to both Marcelo and Roman, when they got called up, and just reached out to them. And I think I talked to them maybe both of them once on FaceTime. So, those obviously, bright futures for them, and been following them, with the Red Sox, making, the push, into the postseason. So I think it's always cool to keep up with stars and try to get to know them. So.
Drake, big one, obviously, coming up this Sunday as well. Carolina Panthers coming to town. Your hometown team, any twist in the allegiance there? Is that going to be tough play? First time ever playing against a team that was kind of the NFL team you grew up rooting for?
No twist. it's pretty easy. But, just a lot of great memories and with the Panthers and, being a fan. But, I think once they let go of Cam back in the day, they lost the fan in me. So that was kind of it for me.
Time now for the quarterback question of the week, which is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This question comes from Arthur in Abington, but we've actually got it in a lot of different forms, Drake, on the text line, phone lines. A lot of fans want to know why you don't end these interviews with Go Pats anymore the way you did last year.
Yeah, I thought about that last time I was in an interview. It's different over the phone when I'm not in there with you guys and you can't really see me. But I'll make sure to do it today. So, I appreciate that. I thought about that last time I hung up.
All right, well, that's going to do it. So here's your opportunity.
There we go. Thank you, guys. Have a good one. Go Pat.
All right, thanks, Drake. That was Drake May here on a Patriots Monday. See, he's been thinking about it. So that proves listeners always send in the question, always send in the text, and even to us.
Yeah.
If you think it's a dumb question, it's not, because he was thinking about, why don't I say Go Pats anymore?
And what better vessels to ask a dumb question than Hart Fitzgerald?
Oh, there's one thing I think people have realized. I'm never afraid to ask a dumb question. That is not why.
I enjoyed that interview very much. I thought I think that's my favorite of the season so far. He was very candid, didn't back down from a question, and I gleaned some insight into his process.
Cam Newton guy, huh?
Cam Newton guy, Roman Anthony. Can you see Roman Anthony and Drake May just FaceTiming? That's because that's what all the young people do now.
Camarama.
They all FaceTime. Nobody calls each other anymore. It's straight to FaceTime.
Do you FaceTime?
Nope. You know the funny thing is?
You hate people.
You FaceTime me, I ain't answering. You call me, I'll answer.
You got to text before you FaceTime somebody.
Yes, but this whole modern world.
Straight FaceTime is a very aggressive move.
It's like showing up at my door.
Especially if you're in clothes.
Shannon Sharp was in the midst of, stuff going on, and he's getting FaceTimed and all these things. Like, no. We're not that close. Unless it's like my wife or my kid, don't FaceTime it. But all the young people FaceTime, and that's a cool Boston sports FaceTime if you got Roman Anthony and Drake.
Hey, man, what's up? How you doing? What's going on?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
But did Patrick Mahomes get on the call?
Yeah. He also... didn't seem to care for my question about the fumble.
Tough.
Yeah, he was just like, yeah, exactly. Okay, sorry.
All right,
snap at me.
Well, all right.
But good news, Patriot Nation.
Good talk.
Drake May is indeed still rooting for the Patriots. He just proved it. He said, go Pats, at the end of that interview.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.